Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's August 26th, 2014. On the line with me is Larry Rich, Director of Development of Emek Medical Center in Afula, Israel. So he's taken my call from the Holy Land, and I'll introduce him in just a moment. The reason for having Larry on today is because this Sunday night, Great News Radio is hosting a night of acoustic worship in support of Israel. We'll be gathering at 6 p.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. We'll be joined by James Mark Maxey, Harold Green, Wednesday and Friday co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo, and it's going to be a celebratory time of worship and sharing, and there'll be a free will offering to support the great work at Emek Medical Center in Afula, Israel. Yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, you heard from Pastor Jake Barrett, and today you'll hear from Larry. So let me set the stage with this song, written by Babbie Mason, sung by Cynthia Clawson and Wayne Watson, titled Trust His Heart.
All things work for our good, though sometimes we can't see how they could. Struggles that break our hearts in two sometimes blind us to the truth.
That was Cynthia Clawson and Wayne Watson, and I just love the song. And in fact, I heard this just prior to working on this interview with Larry Rich, who serves as the Director of Development of Emek Medical Center in Afula, Israel. And I have him on the line with me, but I just want to go over those lyrics because I think it'll set up this interview, because you've been hearing from the Lord in unique ways many years ago through a dream, in the ways you're using medicine and the coexistence through medicine, through the great work that's happening at Emek Medical Center to touch lives, to unify people. And I'm going to have a lot more to say about your hospital and the great work you're doing there with children, with adults, with people of all ages, from all areas throughout the Middle East and specifically Israel. But the words of this past song, I just think, are somewhat apropos to, I think, where God would lead us in this conversation. It says, "All things work for our good, though sometimes we can't see how they could. Struggles that break our hearts in two sometimes blind us to the truth. Our Father knows what's best for us. His ways are not our own. So when your pathway grows dim and you can't see him, remember you're never alone." And then I love this. This is a refrain throughout the song. "God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart." And it's just a powerful reminder to us that we can trust in Almighty God, even though sometimes we can't understand things. And who better to try to help sort out some things that are happening over in Israel than our good friend Larry Rich, who is doing a unique work at Emek Medical Center. And this Sunday night, we're going to have a benefit concert, Larry, because we're so pleased with what we've seen happen through our many trips. The Great News Radio listeners that have joined me on trips to Israel have stopped by Emek Medical Center, and we've visited with the children, with patients, with nurses, with hospital staff. So I'm hoping over the next few minutes, we can hear a little about the unique work that you're doing, some of the ways that you see this unique work helping bring healing and hope. Yet also, I want a little of your testimony, kind of a snapshot into your life. You're this biker, you know, this all-American guy that's going to sow some oats, travel all around Europe, and yet you had that dream. So kind of introduce yourself to our Great News Radio listeners.
Mark, thanks very much for that kind and loving introduction. You and I are certainly old friends, and I've had nothing but fond memories over the last 13, 14 years that we've known each other. And, you know, I think back about my journey, and, you know, there's no coincidences in life, and what's happened to me made our paths cross. And of all things, when I began a journey, I left the American home building industry. Back in the beginning of 1972, I had the American dream in my hand, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
I was not quiet inside. I needed to find out more about myself as a person. And I began a worldwide journey alone on a motorcycle. And my goal along that journey was to find myself lost in a foreign country without language, without friends, without family, and, Mark, without money. Because I needed to find out how I would survive and function when I had only my two hands and my head to depend on. And it was early on in that journey, I was in a very inconsequential place. I had a dream. And in that dream, I was in an old wooden coffee house, and my sleeping bag, my dark blue sleeping bag, was thrown on the ground. And there was crazy white stitching all over it. I had no idea what was going on. And a voice all of a sudden said to me, "In that coffee house, you need to come here." And it wasn't long after that I woke up. And you know how it is when you wake up and you forget a dream. It just, you know, it's there for a second and it's gone. That's exactly what it was, and it was gone. I never thought about it again. And quite miraculously, about 7 months had gone by since having that dream, and I was living in the Alps in Austria. I was penniless. I had spent all my money. That was quite easy to do. And I had to work just for meals and for gasoline. And I was after a long day's work, and I was sitting writing my journal. I was sitting alone. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, without any hint whatsoever, without any explanation, the meaning of that dream that I had forgotten about completely came and hit me in the face just like a brick, Mark.
Mm.
And the meaning of the dream suddenly became clear to me. The stitching, that white stitching all over my sleeping bag, was an outline of the State of Israel.
Hmm.
And it was very, very shortly after that had happened. That shook me to my roots. I didn't understand that. I was deeply, deeply shocked. I'll admit to you, I mean, I cried. I didn't understand it. I really didn't understand it. But anyway, it was very shortly after that, when I was living in Austria, that the Munich massacre of 1972, when the Israeli athletes were murdered, when that took place, something literally snapped in my head, and I said, well, enough is enough. This is where I make my stand, and I'm going back to Israel. I'm coming home to Israel, not even knowing the family and not really even knowing where I was going, but I just knew I had to be here. And I got on that motorcycle. It was late October, and I drove through snowstorms in the Alps, and that was an adventure in itself. When you got 2 weeks, I'll tell you about it.
Yes.
And I finally got to Israel with $5 in my pocket, never happier in my life. Nothing intimidates me, as you know. And I began my journey here, and it's been a long journey. I've been here in Israel since 1972. And I never looked back, and you and I crossed paths, I think, what was it, in 2000, 2001, something like that?
Yeah, one of our first humanitarian missions projects where we were delivering teddy bears, because so many of our Great News Radio listeners that had joined us on trips in 1999 and 2000 said, you know, we want to connect more with the people. Is there a way we can help? And that was during that first or second Intifada where there was some violence.
Intifada, uprising.
Yeah, in those initial uprisings where there were suicide bombings, and that affected tourism and people weren't traveling over, but we just felt that would be a great time to show support and solidarity and care. And through a past former governor here in Illinois that was a neighbor, they had done teddy bears to children in various hospitals. And so we latched onto that idea, worked with the Israeli tourism office in Chicago, and they said, hey, that would be a great way just by showing up and showing care. And that was the beginning where we chose Ha'emek Medical Center, because you were doing some unique work even back then.
Well, first of all, the fact that you people came to us then, you were really among the very first Americans that stood up and came and stood by our side when all hell was breaking loose over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have never forgotten that, Mark. We've never forgotten the friendship of you and the Great News Radio listeners and people who went to personal expense to get here and show their solidarity and love with us. And I think it's important for your listeners to understand something about the unique, almost biblical, almost prophetic location of our hospital. Because our hospital is located right in the heart of the Jezreel Valley, which, Mark, as you know, is also known as the Valley of Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
And Armageddon, the term Armageddon, actually comes from the ancient Hebrew, Har Megiddo, or the Hill of Megiddo, which is just a couple of miles just across the valley from us, an ancient archaeological site. And if you remember in the introduction to my book, Voices from Armageddon, I discovered in doing some research that over the last 4,000 years of recorded history, there have been more major military conflicts here in this valley of Armageddon, than any other place on Earth. And I was astounded when I read that. And I said, my goodness. And then it was very shortly after that, when I was doing some more research about this medical center, that I discovered that right behind the hospital, just a few hundred meters from the hospital, is the site where the first recorded act of CPR, or mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, ever took place. And it was recorded in the Bible, Mark, in Kings chapter 4, when the prophet, was it Elijah, lay himself upon the Shunammite child and breathed life back into him. And here I am thinking, wait a minute, this first recorded act of life-saving humanitarianism took place on one side of the hospital, and on the other side is probably one of the most violent regions on Earth. And what has arisen right in the middle of all this, Mark, and you've been there several times, this humanitarian multi-ethnic institution that is serving humanity. And it's almost a surreal mix of Christians and Muslims and Jews and Cherkessim and Druze. in every combination you can think of, helping and healing and saving each other. And this just doesn't go along with what you hear in the media. It doesn't mix. There must be something wrong with the picture. And the only thing I can say that's wrong with the picture is what the international media has done and how it has distorted the picture and the true face of Israel as represented by this magnificent medical center. And the fact that we are aligned with you and your followers is a statement. It's a statement to the world that you recognize the fact that we celebrate life. Mm-hmm. And you stand with us. And in celebrating life, we do not bow and we will not lower ourselves to the depths of those who would harm us and who have been trying to harm us throughout the ages. And the fact that we are standing together, Mark, in this means a great deal to me personally and means a great deal to my people. And it gives us strength. Don't ever doubt for a minute that it doesn't give us strength. And as much as you believe in us, we believe in you, my friend.
My co-host on Wednesday and Friday, Pastor Jason Schiffo, as we were just talking about having some kind of supporting Israel benefit concert, he out of nowhere said, let's do it. At the time, we were calling that HaEmek Medical Center, and that's an initial name you had many years ago. I guess now you go by Emek Medical Center.
Well, actually, HaEmek Medical Center is the Hebrew term. HaEmek means the Emek Medical Center. And the word Emek is Hebrew for valley. So we are actually, you know, the hospital in the valley. And that was a confusion years ago when people used to say HaEmek.
Okay. So we can actually here say either both Emek Medical Center or HaEmek as we speak a little Hebrew.
There's only one. People will never get confused.
Well, we visited there many times and have been impressed with the staff and everything that goes on there with the variety of doctors. And you don't show prejudice. We've been allowed to visit people in their rooms, and there were Arab and Muslim and Palestinian and Jewish and Christian and Druze, and we had free access, which was such a blessing because we were handing out teddy bears. And then I guess about 2 years ago now, we arrived with bag loads because of our Great News Radio listeners, an outpouring of school supplies and crayons and markers and papers.
I think we're still giving away some of those toys, Mark. There were so many of them.
It was incredible. I know. We had big old duffel bags. In fact, at this benefit concert coming this Sunday, we're going to ask people if they want to bring some school supplies or Beanie Babies. We're going to take them over again, and we're going to have 100% of what's raised this Sunday night given to HaEmek Medical Center. And you do that great work with the children. I mean, you reach out to all people, but I love, and I can't think of her name, but that director of the children's program.
Her name is Ruth Kana. She's the principal of our school for hospital. This is really an institution within an institution where children, regardless of race or religion or creed or anything, are treated equally. We have a staff of 13 counselors and teachers. Kids updated on their lessons. We won't let them fall behind in their schoolwork. We've got crafts activities and games and computer games, and the whole philosophy of this school is to get the kids to focus on healthy activities, mind off their illness and off their disease. And it's been working wonderfully. It's proven to have therapeutic effects on children. And you guys were even there. You saw it with your own eyes. You're a part of it, distributing the kids. You remember the smile on the children's and the parents' faces when you walk through. Even if they couldn't understand what you were saying, they could feel who you were.
And I love the program because some of these children are under long-term care, so they would fall far behind in school. And yet, I think you have three or five or a number of different languages because you reach out to these children, you know, with their own language, whether they're Arab.
Oh, yeah, the children are taught in Hebrew, in Arabic, and even in Aram, also the Ethiopian, because we have a big Ethiopian population in our region. So really no child is left behind. No one is left with the ability not to communicate. And because of our multi-ethnic staff, we're able to communicate with all our children.
Hmm. Well, we're looking forward to visiting with you in the coming days. Our trip is going to come around November 5th through the 16th, and we're still working out the specifics. In fact, in light of some of the things that have been happening in the Middle East and certainly in Israel with some of the violence or the increase in the awareness of what's going on there, we're going to add a few humanitarian elements to our touring schedule, and you will be one of our stops, and hopefully a number of our listeners will bring out school supplies and Beanie Babies and crayons and markers and other things to assist the children. And we'll have hopefully a good check, because 100% of what's going to be raised this coming Sunday night will be going to you. The musicians are doing it for free, and all the volunteers are helping the evening come together. And I think you're going to be doing a special greetings to us that'll be videoed that very night.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Mark. And whatever you bring, we never look at the material side. Sometimes we look at the money side, because, you know, that helps here and there. But all kidding aside, the fact that you people leave your families and leave your home and travel halfway around the world and find your way to our doorstep because of nothing else, pure love and belief in our country and in our people and in true religion, not the pseudo-religions that are infecting the world today. It's a statement that the world needs to hear and needs to focus upon, and you have a very, very staunch ally in me, my friend.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and I know we just have a couple more minutes left, but two things are going on in your life. You have this new fiance, Becky, and I know you want to do a shout-out for her, and then tell me briefly what happened in Scotland recently as you were visiting that area.
First, I'm very, very proud to announce to your listeners, who really are among the first to hear it officially, that Becky and I are engaged to be married.
Hmm.
It took us quite a while to find each other, but it was worth the wait.
Hmm.
And like you, Mark, I still can't believe, you know, where I'm at and what I have, that she's the most beautiful, loving creature I've ever been exposed to in life.
If our listeners were listening very, very closely, they might have heard a giggle or could see the smile or her face light up in the background.
Becky is sitting here in the room with me, and because I had to go off of speakerphone because you couldn't hear me clearly, but she knows what we're talking about, and she's smiling. She's got the most gorgeous smile in the world. Believe me, you're going to enjoy meeting this lovely lady.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned Scotland. As you know, Mark, I've been speaking officially for Israel for the last several years, and I was invited as a private initiative to give a lecture tour across Scotland. And the lecture that I created is called Israel at Eye Level Through the Prism of a Medical Institution. Mm. And what it really is a talk of how the international media has distorted the true picture of Israel, and I illustrate the true face of Israel through a series of true stories of coexistence through medicine, real true stories of Palestinians and Jews and Muslims and the people in Emek, whether it's staff or patients, and whether it's teaching Jordanian physicians, having them do fellowships in our hospital, and or saving a little girl from Jericho from a poisonous snake bite. The stories go on and on. And the people were literally amazed to hear these kinds of stories, because I stay away from politics in that talk, Mark. There's no end to that. I don't talk about terror. I don't talk about war, and I'm not pointing fingers. I've chosen simply to focus on something positive in this part of the world, and it's been very, very well received. And as it turns out, I was the first Israeli ever to speak in the Scottish Parliament.
Hmm.
And I had police protection. You would think that I was the Prime Minister or something. There were so many of those big, giant Scottish policemen around me, but they're beautiful people. And I spoke in universities. I spoke in churches in Scotland, and I was so well received. And it was an amazing experience. It was an 8-day lecture tour.
Hmm.
And there was a lot written about it. You can, if you play around the internet, you'll be able to find some interesting things written about it. it's part of what I need to be doing. It's part of the reason why I'm here. And maybe you could even take it back to that dream, Mark. I don't know. It would take somebody smarter than me to figure out what I'm doing here.
Mm.
All I know is that I'm doing it, and I believe in everything that I'm doing.
Well, I think you're doing a good job at it. And next time you're traveling through Scotland, bring me along. Maybe I can be like a chaperone or some, because I have English, Irish, and Scottish roots. And I've not been there yet. I've spent more time in Israel, so I guess I have to head over to Europe sometime.
I think we should meet over there. We'll have a walkthrough, and we'll try to figure out what the people are saying, because that it's hard to understand their English.
Yep. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in person in a few months. The Great News Radio Israel tour is going to come up in early November, and so we're just excited to have this event coming Sunday night. It's called Great News Radio Presents a Night of Acoustic Worship in Support of Israel. 100% of the proceeds will go to assist Emek Medical Center. And Larry Rich, you're doing a great work there, and appreciate your time and energy and effort and passion. And our prayers will go with you and you and the staff there and you and Becky. And we just wish you very well. And thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, Mark, we send our blessings and our prayers to you. Our deepest, deepest gratitude that you folks even remember us, and so many people are going to such an effort for us. It's quite amazing. It's quite inspiring. Mm. And I look forward to giving you a big bear hug, my friend.
Mm.
Mark, this has been fun as always. I'm really looking forward to seeing you, and I really salute you with all my heart and all my respect for what you guys are doing.
Hey, something like Kola Kavod? Is that how you say it?
Kola Kavod.
Kola Kavod. Yeah,
kavod.
One of the few.
All the honor to you. Kola Kavod. That's the saying.
All right. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye. All the best.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was Larry Rich, Director of Development at Emek Medical Center in Afula, Israel. I believe he'll be sending us video greetings this Sunday night for what we've titled Great News Radio, A Night of Acoustic Worship in Support of Israel. It's all happening at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right on Route 47 and Riverbend Boulevard. Come on out this Sunday night, August 31st at 6 p.m. If you need more information, call the station at 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.